Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Mishnah sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're only in Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet in the Hizvadar edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Alocha Aleph. We're starting Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis in the two dots, five lines at the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah mentioned that the Shiput Shel Rimon, the spit of the pomegranate, is stuck into the Korban Pesach from its mouth to its back. Says the Gemara now, there's another brisa that says that you take the pomegranate stick and stick it from the back of the animal until it reaches the mouth. According to this outside brisa, afterwards you have to turn it back. Meaning, the head's supposed to face down, so all the blood will spill out of the animal and will not remain in it. So even though he stuck the wood from the back of the behemoth to its mouth, then it turns it around and allows the blood to spill down. Now we learned in the Mishnah Machlokes, if where do you put the legs and the inside of the behemoth when you put the Korban Pesach? Do you put it inside the behemoth or you put it on top of the behemoth, on top of his head? Rabbi Seglila said that Krov Bnei Meyov, you put Letoicho inside it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, you say you toilin chutzoloi. Now the Gemara is bothered, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, when you roast the Korban Pesach, the legs and the inside parts of the behemoth are not in the fire. They're in the body which is in the fire. There's something that separates the fire from them. Why is that good enough? So says the Gemara, Mai, Ki yerech ovo ovid le Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Maybe Rabbi Yisrael Glili treats it like a very thick thigh. When you have a thick thigh, so the fire doesn't touch every part of the thigh, it touches only the exterior part. But it's considered to be one piece, it's good enough. So maybe here the same thing. The legs in the inside parts of the behemoth or inside the animal, they're considered to be part of the animal. Or cry dorsh, or maybe it's exhausted cost. The pasuk says, Roishoy al krov val kirboy, which he dashes, it means that it's inside, everything is within one place. What's the difference between these two explanations? The Gemara brings a few options. Option number one, what happens if he took this piece of the animal, the legs and the inside parts, and doesn't put it in the Korban Pesach? He puts it into an animal, which is chulin, and then he roasts that animal. If you consider it to be that's part of the animal, like a very thick piece of meat, puzzle. Then it will not work by chulin, because it's only considered to be one big piece when it's in the same animal. In Tamar, Kari Dorish, Roishal Krov Al Kibur, but if it comes because the Pasuk says that this parts of the animal do not have to touch directly the fire, so then it'll be kosher. Another Nafkamino, Chotach Imenu Bosor Vitzal Yoboy. He took a different piece of the animal, piece of meat, and he stuck it into the animal as well. If you say that whatever is within the animal is considered to be one big piece, and it's considered to be the fire touched that, so also the piece which was external that became internal is also okay. But in But if it's a special pasuk that these parts of the animal can be internal, not sure any other parts of the animal cannot be internal. Another nafkamino, tzal yoy behevel shegdeiro. He hanged the piece of the animal in a pot, in the ear of the pot. And he put the pot on the fire. If it's considered to be within, if it's in the animal as one big piece, here it's puzzle, it's not an animal. It's in a pot. But if you say the Torah just gave me a gilui, that I don't need these pieces to touch directly the fire, so in a pot should be okay. So then why can you say that? Look in Tani, didn't we learn Tzliyeh Shulit Tzligdeiro? It needs to be roasted by the fire and not by the pot. So the Gemara, that's different. Shani Labinagia Begufa Shigdeiro. There it's touching the walls of the Gdeiro, of the pot. So it gets burned from that. That's not good. Here we're talking that it's in the air of the Gdeiro. And therefore, maybe okay. So the Gemara, the fact that we're trying to answer this way, Kori Dorish. This man Omar, he goes with a pshat that it's based on a pasuk, and therefore in a pot should be okay as well. Kadiz the Gemara says that kol moedim be olav shu samach. Whenever the Torah says the word olav, it means next to it. Ma pligi, where's the machlokes? Be'al. Like it says in Korban Pesach, Roshur al krol ve'al kirboi. Does it mean next to it? Or it means on top of it? Aba shol loymer al ma'arocho, somuch l'ma'arocho. V'abone amir ma'arocho, aga gogosh l'ma'arocho. Meaning this machlokes refers to where do you put the levoino, which is a type of spice that you put with lechem upon him. Do you put it on top of the bread, or you put it next to the bread? So Abba Shaul says next to it. Rabban says on top, on the roof, because it has to be on top, because it says al. Says Gemara, said Abba Shaul, Rabbi Akiva. Abba Shaul works like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, that says that al means next to it. You put the inside of the behemoth next to the animal. Rabban and Rabbi Seglili, Rabbi Seglili says that the parts of the animal have to be in the behemoth, and the behemoth will be on top of them, because al means literally. The Gemara brings another mandama that says that al means besomuch. Who is that? Rebbe. Now the way they set up the lechem aponim was 12 breads, 6 in each ma'areches, 6 in each side. Rebbe Oimer, afilo son shteis dorim shar bosor, even if you have a total of 14, 7 on each side, it's not a problem. Ha, you have 2 extra breads. Rimesel yoinis ki'ilo einom v'atachtonis k'shiris. You ignore the top ones, then you have 6 in each row, and it's okay. But what about the levoina? What about the spice? If the spice is on top, now the spice is too high. It's not on top of the 6, it's top of the 7th. You see, the Rebbe holds the levoina goes in between, like Abba Shaul, and al means besomuch. So the levoina is not on top of the bread, it's next to the bread. Because the Gemara definitely dealt with base. The base is ba'aboyin b'shir Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe ve'Abba Shaul b'shitas r'meir b'shulchan. Rebbe and Abba Shaul that hold, the levoina was not on top of the bread, but was next to the bread, and was between the bread on the table, they hold like a meir in the size of the shulchan. Without going into too many details, there's a machlekes of Rebbe Rabbi Yudo. What amot did they use for the shulchan? Is it amot of 6 tfachim or amot of 5 tfachim? According to Rebbe Yudo, the size of the shulchan was 10 tfachim. And the size of each bread is 5 tfachim. You put 2 sets of bread, it covers the shulchan. According to Rebbe, the size of the shulchan is 12 tfachim. And the bread, though only 10 tfachim, there's still 2 tfachim in between. The only way you could say the levoina is not on the bread is if you hold like a mayor, because then there's space in the table to put the levoina. But if you hold like a budo, the entire table is covered, of course the levoina goes on top. Continues the Gemara, we're going to learn based on our girso, the way Reb Chaim explains our girso. Toich bar, they call Pesach toich bar. Why? Because the inside is going outside. Meaning the inside of the behemoth includes also the legs. It's not inside the behemoth. When you roast it, you put it outside. Toy, whatever is inside, bar is now sitting outside. Divi Arbitarfa, that's Arbitarfa Shito. Arishwal Oimer Mikulos. Mikulos in this context means that it's in a mechubadik way. You don't see the inside of the behemoth. It's all within the behemoth right now, so you can't see it. After the Arbitarfa and Kabekiva. Tama goes like Kabekiva, the inside of the behemoth is sitting outside. The Arishwal Kabekiva, the Arishwal that says that's Mikulos, that's mechubadik, is like Kabekiva that holds the inside of the behemoth is within the behemoth. Sedigmon, the Tani, Reis Aglili, according to Reb Chaim, this is a new thing. We learned, in the name of Reis Aglili, Oimer, Ezu Gdi Mikulos. What is Gdi Mikulos that we said? That you're not allowed to do today. Because it looks so similar to the Korban Pesach. Kulotzli, Roisho, Krov, Alkir, has to be completely roasted. With the head, with the crying, which is the means the legs, and Kirbur, the inside parts of the behemoth. Sholak Miktas, or Bisho Miktas, he cooked very well part of it, or he cooked not as well. And the Gdimikulos means it has to be fully roasted. If not, it's not similar to Korban Pesach, and you're allowed to do it today. Machmisin Gdimikulos b'leile yom tevishon shechag. You're allowed to use a small goat, which is Mikulos, b'leile yom tevishon shechag, in the first night of Chag HaSukkos, uyom tevachot shel Pesach, in the last night of Pesach, there's no issue. But machmisin egel Mikulos b'leile yom tevishon shel Pesach. And later say there, you can use only egg, only a calf, which is not a Korban Pesach. I've learned the Mikulos because it looks like Korban Pesach. Tani says in the Brayso of Rabbi Yosi, Tavdos ish Roimi, this person from Rome, him igizan she Roimi shuoichlin gdoim Mikulosim belele Pesach. That they are knowing to eat even today a Gdi Mikulos, which looks like Korban Pesach, belele Pesachim. Shokach Romi v'om Ruloi, they sent him and told him, Ilesha Tavdos, if you want to be an important person like a Tavdos, why should not put you into Nidui because you're making Amisol eat something that looks like Korban Pesach? Mao Tavdos, what's so important about Tavdos? He would send to Rabbanu and the Pran also, he'd give them money. So what do they tell him? Maybe Sarabam the Achil is coaching Bechutz. It looks like you're feeding coaching the Amish soul outside. She called him, maybe Sarabam the Achil is coaching Bechutz. So Echnidui. Anybody who does that deserves a Nidui. So the more basic, but a boy, Mishem Rav, Zoy Sumer, you learn from here. She also loved him, learn like a favor. Please not tell his friend, Halacha Samois, it's say, Kach Lecha Behem, Vesala Pesach. Take money and go buy meat for Pesach, because it looks like he's doing Ekdish, Kotchim, makes it a Korban Pesach. Aval Oymer Uloi tells him, Halacha Samois, love it, say, Kach Lecha Behem, Vesala Litzois. Say, go buy meat to roast, don't say the word Pesach. So the Rav Amy boy, he has the following question. Korvus at Tanur, he cleaned up the oven and he heated it up with coal, he took out all the wood, took everything out. Fetzol your boy and he put the Pesach into it and he roasted it. Is it considered to be Tzliyesh? Or now there's no Eish there because he took out all the coal? Omavira Matsuchale Kabeseglili. I mean, according to Reiseglili, the inside of the animal anyway is not burning in fire. So I'm saying maybe your oven can be good enough. Pram Kabe Akiva Pshitale. But according to Rabbi Akiva, clearly you have to have fire on the korban, and this is not fire. Says the Rabbi Akiva, if you look at Rabbi Akiva, it's a question you don't according to Rabbi Akiva. Mashal, we can explain it with a mashal. Kechol in Avir Etonor, Nitzal Echatzisho. If you put the korban Pesach on top of coal in the oven, it will roast in half an hour. Kechol in Avir Ha'oilom, but he puts it outside of the oven, Nitzal Echatzisho, take an hour to roast it. So you see that the oven helps the roasting. So what does it matter if you have coal here or not? Anyway, the oven is a participant in the roasting. As the Gemara concludes in Daf Nun Ayin Amud Aleph, Ma bein nitzo miktzoso machmas tanur, Ma bein nitzo kulo machmas tanur. Why does it matter if it's only roasted partially by the oven or fully by the oven? Says the Gemara, Ma veisi ba boin tanur enu moi legecholim klum. The oven is not roasting the animal. So what is it doing? Enu elo machnis es ha'evel. All it's doing is it's storing the heat. It doesn't allow the heat to leave the oven. And therefore, b'shasha gecholim ba'avir tanur, when you have the coal in the oven, nitzal chatzisho, takes half an hour to roast. B'shasha gecholim ba'avir oilum, if the coal's outside the oven, nitzal sho, takes an hour to roast. But now that the oven is actively participating in the roasting, it's just not allowing the heat to leave the oven. So imela kuter bekivo, that holds, you need to have a tzliyesh. The oven, which is not a participant in the roasting, is not good enough to be a tzliyesh according to Rabbi Akiva. With this, we conclude Ushalim Psachim Daf Nun Dalet.